Welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
That was a little tricky, wasn't it?
It was. It sounded really good.
Oh, my God. This is so fun. Look, everybody, this is a very special show for all of you out there. And I want to be very clear. This show has been given the care and the love, and the show is Accountability Aging. I cannot even tell you, at the time I started to talk with Michelle about prepping for this show, I had no idea that I would be put smack in the middle of a caring situation. Mm-hmm. But today is the day that we talk about accountability aging. Dropping dead is not a plan. That's not a plan. That's not it. Michelle Magner joining me here today. Michelle, look, this is a body of work for you. It's a life passion. I had no idea when you and I were talking that I would be on a plane to New Jersey to do the exact thing that you coach people about. I had no idea. But today's show is seriously important, isn't it?
It really is important. It's a conversation I don't feel like we're having often enough or in detail enough. So I'm very excited to bring it to your audience.
Okay. So when we think about this and we think about stepping out of the gate and we look at what it is we want to say to people about this today, let's get everybody on board with why we're even having the conversation. What's changed?
Well, what has changed is we are living longer than we have ever lived before, and we do not have the infrastructure or systems in place to really sustain aging in the manner in which we are currently doing it. There's not enough buildings, there's not enough care people to help us. So really, for each of us as individuals to be accountable is critically important. We cannot continue on this path because it's literally unsustainable.
In the world we live in, as we look at this, there are many things that have changed. Life expectancy has changed, but there are other things that have changed. You know, things have changed, but I don't know that we have changed to keep up with the changing things. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. So, for example, we knew that our population was going to be aging. So in 1935, the president at the time implemented Social Security, where people could draw down on that at age 65, when the life expectancy for that year was 59 years of age. So people haven't changed, but because our longevity is now upon us, our narrative that continues to be handed down has got to change. You know, people start complaining about being old when they are in their 30s. Their 30s, which totally made sense if your life expectancy was 59. Well, we need to add decades to that. So I can tell you, one of the things that has massively changed is while chronologically we are getting older, we don't feel that old. Like our brains are not caught up with our chronological age. And we have marketing that is just constantly jammed down our throat, telling us that we're old, that we need to be certain, you know, doing certain things or thinking a certain way. And it's all made up, this whole anti-aging narrative that continues. It's not serving us. It's not working for us.
You know, I did a whole talk not too long ago. And again, another unexpected talk right before I got on a plane to come to New Jersey to do care for my dearest friend. But I did a talk on time. And I realized that time is a man-made, person-made construct. But you have been doing this. This has been a passion for you for a long time. You're an expert in the field. You talk about this. You speak about this. You coach people about this. You work with clients about this. You weave the ins and outs of a tapestry that sometimes is knotted up and a little bit torn. And I wanted to ask you about this today, because this title, Accountability Aging, Dropping Dead is Not a Plan. It's not a plan, but there are so many things that are still not brought to the forefront. Beyond self-perceptions, what are some of the challenges you've seen over the span of your profession and career that really made you decide, I have got to say more and do more about this?
You know, working in senior living for 7 years and watching people come into rehabs where they have either illness or a medical incident or accident, what have you, we are just not aging the same. We may chronologically be similar, but our mindsets, our attitudes about aging are very different. And people, while you may not be training for a gold medal, at some point, there's a solid chance you're going to be standing next to a physical therapist behind a walker trying to rehab yourself. So why are we aging so differently? What is the difference? And, you know, 6 in 10 adults have a chronic disease. And this is according to the CDC. And 4 in 10 have 2 or more chronic diseases. And what I think that people need to really be paying attention to are what those risk factors are. According to the CDC, they're tobacco, poor nutrition, lack of physical activity, and excessive alcohol use. All of those are behavioral changes that we can be making. They're all tied back to, like, when we wake up in the morning, how are we feeling? How you doing today? And what do you want to do to make the most of today? Because maybe you are 73, maybe you are 89, maybe you are 51 like me, right? What do you want today to look like? And what do you want the future to hold for yourself?
Yeah. And, you know, look, this is something that we can talk about, but the reality of what you are talking about is once upon a time, it was a concept and hence Social Security and everything else. Then the rules of the game changed and people changed, longevity changed, medicine changed. So here we are. We're living to phenomenal ages. And I'm not just talking about countries where people lived like over 100, like regularly, because that's a different conversation. But we're talking about being in the modern world and not being set up or have tools or have any idea of what's involved. Do you find that beyond denial, that people just don't have a sense of what's involved, and therefore they don't have a sense on how quickly they can go into burnout?
Right. Well, especially as we age and the people that are in our life are also aging, we get into this cycle of caregiver stress and burnout, layered in with that denial. Loneliness is at epidemic levels. That was a massive problem before the pandemic. And people are underestimating the impact that loneliness is having on them. It's the equivalent of 6 alcoholic beverages a day or 15 cigarettes a day. That's the health impact of loneliness. And while people may be reluctant to participate, there is a biological aspect of aging that is undeniable. Like, we just, it's happening whether we like it or not. And there's a business side to getting older. So having a little bit more information and really collecting the tools and resources that you need can make a game-changing difference in your trajectory. You know, I'm not a rocket scientist, Dr. Pat, but what I understand is if that rocket is just an inch off when it takes off, it is going to careen to a completely different place.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever been in the desert, Michelle? Have you ever been in the desert? Let me tell you what happens. Oh my gosh, you just brought something up. That example you used is exactly right. An inch, even a quarter inch. In the desert, if you are off a quarter of an inch, you think you're walking a straight line, you're going to end up in a totally different state. But you know, where we are today and what we're talking about today also became a passion and a purpose for you. That's why podcasts, your own show, doing things, all the episodes you've already done, is to educate in a form. What caused you to see this as an ultimatum action? I don't mean, oh, just be kind of cool to look at this right now, right? Right. I'm not talking about that. I never expected to be in New Jersey for 2 months doing what I'm doing.
Right.
But thanks to you, I was a little bit more prepared.
Well, I'm so grateful for those kind words. I have been a family caregiver for over 20 years. I was the primary power of attorney, care partner for both of my grandmothers, and then most recently, my in-laws. My mother-in-law had a dementia diagnosis in 2016, and I watched my father-in-law as he was caring for her at home and the toll it took on his health. Well, he passed away before she did, which is not uncommon for care partners, caregivers to die first. And the week he was dying, Dr. Pat, he asked me, am I your cautionary tale? And this is the rocket fuel on my mission, which is to help people really wake up and have an awareness about how are you taking care of yourself today if you are in that family caregiver role on your own aging journey. He had a cough for 1 year that he didn't go get checked out because he didn't want to be a burden to anybody or put anybody out asking us to come in and hang out with her, right? Well, you know, the diagnosis, the disease process ensues. She's gone. He's gone. What a disaster. So is really my motivation, is to just get to as many people as quickly as possible to share with them this message that there are choices. And being accountable as you're aging is going to have a huge impact on your family, on your own health, and on your future.
I got to tell you, you have no idea. We don't have time during this show, but we are going to do another show where I can acknowledge you and the work you do and how educated I become in just a short time prepping for this show and your podcast. But I want to stop a minute, because let's tell people how they can get a hold of you, what you do, how you're getting the word out.
Absolutely.
I don't know where I would be here in New Jersey if I didn't spend the time with you. It wouldn't have even been on my radar, Michelle. It would not have been there at all. And I know that you helped me save myself in caring for somebody that I didn't think, and nobody else did, would make it the next day.
Wow. Yeah, I'm so grateful that my work has had that impact on you, because really one person's trajectory, we know, you know, your audience is so aware that our energy, it's the butterfly effect, right? The ripple effect that has on everybody. And my podcast is called Inspired Caring. It's really about finding that inspiration to care for yourself as you are caring for someone else. And really, my website directs people towards some of the courses that I offer, which is michellemagner.com. Only one L in Michelle. Tricky. That's tricky, but it's michellemagner.com. Only one L in Michelle.
Yeah. Look, I'm excited about what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. I'm very excited about what we're about to talk about. We're going to take a very, very short break here so that people can hear more about you. And when we come back, I want to talk about successful aging. And I want to talk about it in the context of some of the things that you will be talking about in your upcoming show. You know, how you move beyond the point of denial. How does a family intervene? Do you know when to do it or when not? How do you know how to make tough decisions? Not all of these are going to be talked about today, but we are going to talk about mindfulness. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite. Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become. This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you need help navigating the challenges of aging family members? Michelle Magner is a recognized expert in the field of caregiving. She understands the challenges we face as we care for those we love and shares her experiences with gerontology, dementia, and conscious aging through her podcast, Inspired Caring. Her one-on-one and group coaching programs equip you with the tools to handle stress and burnout with clarity and confidence. Visit MichelleMagner.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I am so glad you're going to hear so much more about Michelle. But I want to just say, please, please get ready for upcoming podcasts, everything she's doing. And again, we said this before, if you want to find out more about her, it's Michelle with one L, like write that, Magner. It's MAGNER.com, MichelleMagner.com. You just go over there. Everything is there. Podcasts, previous podcasts. We've got them on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Everything about this, and there's so much more to come. Why? Because this is a conversation that very few people know how to have, and very few people want to know how to have it, because denial is number one. So we're going to hop right over to this, and we're going to talk about self-care and mindfulness. These are two peas in a pod, mm-hmm. and they don't always work well together, right? But let's talk about the successful aging part of this, because if we don't have some of these elements, at least in our awareness, we're not even going to know. We're not going to know what to do or how to do it, are we?
Right. No, it's super challenging. I feel like there are seven components to successful aging. Very quickly, they are self-perception, resiliency, mindfulness, gratitude. Identify your aging role models, your aging role models. Know your values, your core values. Have some self-compassion, because I feel like you mentioned denial. We have to hold up the mirror, especially if we're trying to help somebody else to on their aging journey to what our own aging journey is actually looking like.
Yeah. You talk about a role model. I don't want to take over this interview because we got a lot to talk about, but I will tell you one of mine. And I got to meet her a bunch of years ago when I was doing a lot of speaking. I was bringing speakers in, and it's Shirley MacLaine. And I watched her be a standing, amazing, powerful woman in her own. And, you know, you watch certain people in life and you get to know them. And I got to know her. And then you realize that you could learn something. Isn't that what we're here to do? Now, you must be a role model for so many people, what you do and how you do it. Let's talk about how we go from those seven things to incorporate a new perception. And perhaps if we could just crack the ice around mindfulness.
Right. And the first thing is really identifying your habits that wake up, pay attention, and making your own choices throughout your day. So when you are mindful of your patterns of behavior and you start to connect some dots with how you move around about your day, how you interact with various people, this is actually influencing your aging journey, because you may be stuck in some old stories of yourself that you have brought along with you that are no longer serving you. And let me tell you, having worked in a nursing home for a really long time, we pack up all our baggage and we just bring it, march it right into that building with us. So you really right now in this moment want to have that mindful present moment awareness about what is not working in your life. Like, what is it time to let go of, to release, and think about what it is you want? What does the next 5 years look like for yourself? How do you want that to look? And how can you start to create that vision as you continue to age?
And what do you think when you sit back, and this is every day for you, you are helping people, you're coaching people, you're looking at ways to help them. But there's part of this, we have to look at who we are. We can't talk about accountability aging and not include success.
Right.
I don't think in the conversation. But yet, when we talk about aging, I bet if we were to take a survey, very few people would associate success in aging with the number one level of consciousness, because we think aging is already a done deal without and has very little success factors.
Right. Well, you read The Biology of Belief. You read Successful Aging. We know that cellularly, our thoughts are influencing what is happening biologically in our body. Undoubtedly, when your stress levels are up, when your cortisol is up, you're cellularly not going to be having great success throughout your day, right? We have to reduce that stress. Really finding out what is triggering you and how to reduce those triggers, I think, is simple but not easy. Really identifying what are your three top core values. I think that's one of my top podcasts. That's the top podcast episode on my show, is identifying your core values. Because when you figure out what's really triggering you, making you angry, upset, jealous, whatever, on the flip side of it, those three core values is also going to be what brings you the most peace, right? So as you're building this future, thinking about successful aging, identifying those core values, you are going to have tremendous outcomes, game-changing outcomes.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to somebody, and let's remind people of why we're talking about this today, because we're talking about accountability aging. Dropping dead is not a plan. And, you know, it's never been a plan. And that is the thing that is one of the most, and by the way, it is quite unpredictable for a lot of people. And yet here we are today, we're talking about the idea of being prepared, aren't we? But not being prepared burdenly. We're not saying to people, this is not a burden. Accountability aging is proactive. It's energizing. Your life will change in ways you can't even believe. That's really what the conversation is about today, in some sense, isn't it?
Absolutely. Because when you are feeling proactive and you expand your energy field, that gives you the ability to live into your purpose. Because if you are still breathing today, my friend, you still have purpose. Retired, schmired. Like, retirement is made up. Old age is made up. You have purpose at every age all along the way. So you need that energy so that you can connect with what you're passionate about, what you're interested in, what brings you joy, and how you want to continue to contribute and give back to the world. You're still here. You have a future until you don't. And that's when you're dead. So dropping dead is not a plan. Having just a few key things in place, your paperwork, you know what I mean? Building out your plan. If I can't take care of myself, which 70% of Americans at some point are going to need extra help, figure out what those systems are going to look like for you. And I'll tell you, because we're so spread out geographically all over the country, our families, the burden tends to fall on one family member. And let me tell you, not everybody's getting along. Surprise.
It's not. And not everybody has the ability to step into the role. I think this is a show in itself. You know, we all make the assumption there's five family members and that everybody is equally capable. That is not true. Yeah. There are some family members that cannot make a decision. It's not their personality. They don't do it for their own lives. And sometimes they're thrust into a role where they have to. Don't we also have to be mindful of leadership roles, of each role that each person can play?
Yeah, we don't run our companies like this. Why would we run our families like this? You know what I mean? Like, the CFO is not going to go out and do marketing, right? And your marketing person isn't necessarily going to make those decisions for that and that CEO level, right? So that goes back to the self-compassion for ourselves as we're aging, having a heightened awareness. Is it time to be pulling in additional resources, bringing in more help? Set my plan in place that I've created proactively. And then with our families, who is good at what? What are your strengths? And you're right, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
But tying into successful aging, the planning ahead is so beneficial to your health right now, because worrying is not planning.
No, it's not.
Worrying is not planning.
No. You know, I'm glad we talked about this today. I want to thank you for this, but there is so much here to unpack, and you'll do that in, your future shows. But one of the things I think you said that's equally important is you've got to be able to ask for help. And aren't there resources now out there? I mean, isn't part of this message here, if you're not accustomed to asking for help, this is one point in your life, if you're in it, you need to really get comfortable with asking for help, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and it's twofold. One is, it's hard to know who to ask what of, because we don't openly discuss who is good at what, right? And then two, there are actually multiple theories on why people do not seek additional resources, like reciprocation theory. Like if you do one to me, I can't reciprocate, then I'm reluctant to ask for help, or equality theory, right? If someone is feeling like, well, if I now ask you for help, we're no longer of equal stature, that's a real challenge. So these theories are real. They come into play, but having the first thing is an awareness that it's time to start looking at what in your life is not really working for you, so that you can set yourself up for success. Mm-hmm. We say we don't want to be a burden for anybody. Setting yourself up for success and being prepared is the best way to do that.
Yeah. Thank you for today. I want to ask you what your personal message, what you'd like to leave us with is, but also please remind people on how they can contact you and how they can get some help.
My personal message is, you are still here. You still have purpose. Don't get so caught up on your chronological age. Take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. There is a future, and your future is so bright. I genuinely, genuinely believe that. My show is called Inspired Caring. It's on multiple platforms. And then I am available at michellemagner.com. One L in Michelle, michellemagner.com.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. What are you most looking forward to as you get ready to take this message out even bigger?
I think just hearing exactly what you said to me on the show today, that my message has already had a significant impact in you and how you're taking care of yourself. That's just what my greatest desire is for people.
Yeah. It is beyond important. And it is, beyond how anybody can explain it. Hopefully we'll do a show and I'll be able to break it down for you, and how even the tiny details of a day make a difference in this world that you are so immersed in. And we're so grateful for you. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. I want to thank you all. Look, please don't make this a scary conversation. When you have Michelle in your corner, it's not. Reach out, ask questions. There's no question that goes unanswered. We may not have everything you need, but we want to demystify this and open up the portal of joy for you. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.